Welcome to CMMB's weekly reflection, bringing you inspiration for living God's purpose.
In this Sunday's Gospel, Jesus used two images to describe the life of discipleship, salt and light. Jesus called his disciples to be salt for the earth and light for the world. In this way, he powerfully stated our mission as Christians, to continue Jesus' work of salvation here on earth. Many of us are already doing our part when we feed the hungry, clothe the naked, console those who mourn. We show ourselves to be the light of the world. We become like a city set on a mountain that cannot be hidden. For people in conflict zones, life is filled with uncertainty and fear. Not knowing what might happen next stops people from truly living. Children growing up in war-torn countries like South Sudan are particularly affected. They live each day hoping for a light that will brighten the dark places in their heart. When you move around in these communities, you see so many children, beautiful children, and you know these children are not able to do anything. You see ruined childhoods, ruined futures. So many young people here have no path forward. Bishop Eduardo Hiboro Kusala. CMMB has partnered with other organizations in a program called Child Friendly Spaces, or CFS, that helps support and protect children in the context of war. CFS activities restore a sense of normalcy and continuity to children whose lives have been disrupted by conflict or disaster. These spaces allow children to be kids again, playing, singing, dancing, and drawing. For these kids, the program is a light in their world. Placing children in a safe environment where they can regain their innocence and feel free to be themselves is only the beginning. Ongoing activities help them with life and conflict management skills so that they can continue to progress as they grow. CMMB staff members interact with the children and have a chance to listen to their stories. Angela, a CFS team member, shares one of those stories with us. Her name is Tame Waniza. She's 8 years old and has never really known peace. She has grown up in a place where blood runs like water, a place where there is deep pain and sorrow. Gunshots pierce the dark night. She's heard from her pastor that peace and freedom are real, but she has no feeling of this. Tame's father is a soldier. He never smiles when he comes home. Her mother works in the fields and often comes home late. Her brothers like to play war games and pretend to be soldiers, just like their father. She'd rather be with her mom, but she's always off somewhere, struggling to find food to feed her family. Tame likes going to church every Sunday to listen to the pastor, who preaches against doing bad things and asks for peace. He likes the village children and is very kind to Tame. One day, she decided to go speak to him while he was praying under a mango tree with his children and his wife. She prayed with them and listened as he spoke of the freedom that peace will bring for families and children. The following Sunday, Tame asked her brothers and sisters to go to church with her. They refused. They look up to their father, and he never attends church. Tame went to church anyway, on her own. Towards the end of Mass, the pastor announced that CMMB volunteers would be arriving over the next few days to come and play with the children. When Tame heard this, she felt happy and grateful. She was also nervous about what her dad would think of her participating. She decided to ask for her mother's permission, knowing her father would never understand. Tame had a wonderful time, taking part in the activities and playing with the other children. When she returned home, she encouraged her brothers and sisters to join her the next day. She wanted them to know what peace felt like, even if it was just for an afternoon. The CMMB volunteers and the programs they ran stayed in Tame's mind. She said it was nice to see people in the community talking about how to raise children and how important children are for the future. Tame was grateful for the friends she made she told me with a smile, I loved learning new things. Angela, CFS team member. Through Angela, Tame shared her wish for peace, despite never having experienced it. Coming from a place of darkness, Tame has been given hope, a light that shines for the future. CMMB has faith that one day peace will be restored for all. Until then, we continue to dedicate much of our work in South Sudan to supporting and protecting children and helping the community heal.